With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump says last November's election results are historic.
We achieved the great liberation of America. We're liberating our country right now. We're doing all these things that you're reading about. We're liberating our country.
The president yesterday addressing CPAC in Maryland. Oklahoma GOP Senator James Lankford says one of the biggest areas of government waste is being largely overlooked.
In the federal government, the payment system, we know of $100 billion just in Medicare, Medicaid, and improper payments that we don't have any connection to at all. So that one program, there's improper payments of $100 billion and no one's chasing it.
Lankford says unused office space is one of the biggest areas of government waste.
We've now got 17 agencies in the federal government that they're using 25% or less of their floor space, of actually their office space. So that means we're paying for 75% of empty buildings, empty desks, phone lines, everything else that's set up for there.
Also at SRNnews.com, Hamas has released the last six living hostages expected under the first phase of its ceasefire deal with Israel. Daniel Ryan Spaulding, who watched as one of the Israeli hostages was brought to the hospital, says he's glad to have more hostages back.
Energy here very much is a relief. It's a catharsis, a feeling of, you know, Israelis so desperately want their people back, and no one wants to be at war, and no one wants to be in suffering, but it's very important just on an energetical level that these people are returned, that every single one of them is returned.
But more trouble could be brewing in the Middle East. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the release of the hundreds of Palestinian prisoners is delayed until the release of the next hostages has been assured and without the humiliating ceremonies and handovers. This is SRN News. It's not all bad news out there, as SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new report from the Center for the Study of Global Christianity highlights several encouraging trends. For one thing, the faith is growing. There are more than 2.6 billion Christians on Earth, and by 2050, that number will probably top 3 billion, about one-third of the global population. The Bible is also available in more languages. In 1900, just 228 people groups had a New Testament translation. Today, it's 2,500, with more on the way. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American school kids are getting more days off now as cities, counties, and states begin recognizing the holidays of minority religious groups. In New York City, public school students have a day off to mark the holiday of Diwali, celebrated by Hindus in India. Diwali joins other holidays on the school calendar, including Rosh Hashanah, Lunar New Year, and the Muslim Eid al-Fitr. You'll find more at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A federal judge has reopened a lawsuit challenging Louisiana's execution protocol.
The state says it will carry out the death penalty using nitrogen gas in the coming weeks, but U.S. District Judge Shelley Dix agreed to reopen death row inmate Jessie Hoffman's challenge that she had initially dismissed in 2022 when no executions had been planned. Hoffman, now scheduled for execution in March using the new method, his lawyers seek to challenge nitrogen gas as cruel and unusual. Jason Walker reporting.
Thieves used a stolen card to buy a winning French lottery ticket worth 500,000 euros, but they vanished before cashing it in, and now they're among France's most famous fugitives. The man whose card was stolen is offering to split the cash with the lucky winners, but the thieves, meanwhile, face the risk of arrest if they turn the ticket in. More details on these stories, plus much more, with headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.